Hey, welcome back on Book Adventure, your favorite book podcast. Today, my guests, Nance, Timothy, and Carlotta, three high schoolers from Monaco who read fantastic and science fiction stories. So, can you all present briefly your book and the author?
Hello, everyone. During my holidays, I read the book Science Fiction Stories. It's a collection of four short stories that explores in-depth human existence and the possibilities of the future. All these short stories were published between 1953 and 1957. The author is Isaac Asimov. He stands as a towering figure whose stories have captivated readers for generations. His ability to create original worlds and characters and profound themes has earned him a place among the genre's greatest author.
So, personally, I read The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is a novella written by Robert Louis Stevenson in 1886. It follows Dr. Jekyll, a scientist who creates a potion that transforms him into the sinister Mr. Hyde. The story explores the duality of human nature and the consequences of unrestrained desires. Stevenson's work is a classic in Gothic literature and delves into the internal struggle between good and evil within individuals.
The book I'll talk about today is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, written by F. Scott Fitzgerald, published in 1922. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is a short story about a man who ages in reverse.
Okay, and for on my side, I've read the Fahrenheit 451, which is a dystopian novel by Ray Bradbury, published in 1953. It shows a future society where books are banned, and firemen burn any that are found. The story follows Guy Montag, a fireman who begins to question the oppressive regime, the importance of literature, and the impact of technology. So the author is Ray Bradbury, born in 1920, and was an influential American author known for his contributions to science fiction and fantasy. He passed away in 2012. So now, could you explain the title of your book?
So here, curious means odd or peculiar. Benjamin Button's case really is curious. He's born as an old man and ages backwards over the course of his life.
For my book, it's called Science Fiction Stories. Since it's a bunch of short stories, I can't explain just one title. Each story talks about different things, like in the short story The Fun They Had. The title refers to the children wondering the fun they had when they could go to school with a real teacher and with some real friends.
So the title Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde suggests a mysterious and unusual story. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde refer to the two main characters, representing the dual nature within one person. The title encapsulates the novella's exploration of the internal struggle between a respectable self and a darker alter ego.
Okay, but in contrast of my guess, the title of my book isn't that explicit, as we have to start reading the book before understanding what does it mean. Indeed, Fahrenheit 451 refers to the temperature at which book paper is believed to catch fire and burn. In the novel, this temperature is symbolic of the oppressive society depicted, where firemen are employed to burn any books found, and the title serves as representation of the extreme censorship and control over information in the dystopian world created by Ray Bradbury. And what is your favorite character and why?
Well, for me, it's in the first short story, The Fun They Had. Margie is my favorite character because she's not like everyone else in a future world. She stands out because she's always curious and likes to ask questions in a world where everyone else just follows the rules. Margie's curiosity makes her unique and interesting in a society where things are usually the same for everyone.
So I really liked Mr. Utterson, who is a lawyer and a close friend of Dr. Jekyll. He is described as rational, discreet, and loyal. Utterson is known for his sense of duty and loyalty to his friend, particularly in his determined efforts to uncover the truth behind the mysterious events involving Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He serves as a moral anchor to the story, driven by a strong sense of justice and a concern for his friend's well-being.
My favorite character is Benjamin, the main one, because even though he was born with a disease that puts his whole life in difficulty, he figures out to still live his life in a normal way. Benjamin acts in a very mature way with all the trials he encountered in his life.
Okay, that's captivating. I wonder if our audience has the same opinion on their favorite characters of your stories. Now, an important question. What is the main theme of your story?
So, the theme of Asimov's science fiction story frequently explores the ethical implications of advanced technology or the relationship between humans and robots.
The main theme would be the duality of human nature. The novella explores the coexistence of good and evil within the same person, as exemplified by Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
The underlying theme of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button revolves around the concept of time and the nature of life. The book explores the idea of aging in reverse and the impact it has on the protagonist's experiences and relationships.
Okay, this is very interesting because we all have different themes, as my book is more about censorship of an oppressing regime and the importance of literature. And now for the last question I will ask you is, did you enjoy your book and would you recommend it to other people?
Overall, I would recommend it because Asimov excels in introducing innovative concepts that challenge our perception of the future. In the short story The Fun They Had, the notion of mechanized education shows reflection on the implications of technology in learning. Each story presents a unique theme, showcasing Asimov's versatility, but the brevity of each story leaves some narratives feeling underexplored. While the ideas are captivating, readers might desire more connection to the characters, so I would recommend you another book, his Foundation series, as it offers a more extensive exploration of galactic empires and psycho-history.
I really enjoyed the history of this book because it was interesting getting to the end without having a clue of how the story could end. I think it was very entertaining and that's why I recommend it.
This book was an absolute masterpiece. It was an amazing experience. Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is often recommended for those interested in classic literature, gothic themes, and exploration of human nature. The novella's exploration of the duality within individuals and the consequences of unchecked desires has made it a thought-provoking and enduring work. If these themes align with your interest, you may find it a worthwhile and intriguing read.
Okay, thanks to all three of you presenting us your favorite book of the holidays, and I'm very curious to know which one our audience is the most interested in. Have a nice day, everyone, and I'll be back in the next week for a new literature podcast. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.